Is the word Redskins a racial slur or an homage to noble Native American warriors? That's the question the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission has been grappling with since January. That's when the commission held hearings on whether Neshaminy School District in Bucks County could continue to use the nickname for some of its sports teams. Yesterday, the ruling came down, and it's kind of confusing.
The commission ruled that the school could continue using the word Redskins, but that it also had to get rid of all of its logos and imagery that negatively stereotype Native Americans.
Today, we're bringing you our original episode about Neshaminy, where WHYY reporter Aaron Mozell told us how this whole controversy got started. And then later, Aaron will join me again to unpack this complicated ruling. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. So, Aaron, you recently went to a Neshaminy High School basketball game to just talk to people and get the mood of the community and how they feel about this issue.
Right. And even before I got into the game, I had a parent flag me down in the parking lot to talk to me about this.
Cool. So let me just get your first and last name and how long you've lived in Langhorne.
Stanley Esposito. I've been in Langhorne all my life. I'm 55 years old.
He said, "Are you here to talk about the Neshaminy Redskins controversy?" And I said, "Yes." He has actually his son plays on the basketball team. He went to Neshaminy and was a football player.
I was a Redskin. I was proud to be a Redskin. And if you would have been interviewing me when I was a senior in high school, I would probably be very much in favor of keeping the name. But now, with life experience and four kids, I think it's time that they make a change.
But inside,
I don't think it's a racial slur at all. No, it's been the mascot since the school opened. I mean, what's the big deal here?
I heard the complete opposite.
It's a waste of time, to be honest with you.
I think that we should keep it because it's been a tradition for a really long time, and my dad was a Redskin, and I think we should keep it that way.
So this all dates back to about 2000 when a group of students at Neshaminy High School decided that they wanted to see if the district would be willing to get rid of the mascot completely, change it, do something different. And then it was quiet for about a decade or so, and we saw this again come up in 2013 on a couple different fronts. There was a Neshaminy parent, Donna Fan Boyle, who herself has Native American lineage, who filed a complaint with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. At the same time, there was a group of student editors at the high school that worked on the student newspaper, and they decided they didn't want to print the word anymore. They weren't campaigning the district to get rid of it. They just didn't want to print the word in articles or editorials.
And how did the school district respond to that?
The school district fought them pretty fiercely. It became a pretty big controversy that grabbed national headlines.
The school board on this stage in Langhorne waded into a nationwide controversy over the use of the word Redskins. It is the mascot of Neshaminy.
At one point, the faculty advisor for the school newspaper, she was suspended for a couple days without pay. The editor-in-chief at the time, she was removed from her post for a month, and they also took some money away from the school newspaper's budget. So ultimately what they decided was that they could ban the word from news articles. What they couldn't do was keep the word out of editorial, so opinion pieces.
So the district came to this compromise with the students, but you know, their mascot is still the Redskins. And so a few years later, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission sued the district. And there were recently some hearings held as part of the lawsuit. You know, what do people who are in favor of the name Redskins, what do they say?
Early on in the hearings, the district put on this guy, Andre Bilodeau.
Professionally, I work at a think tank. I'm a traveling academic. Matter of fact, I should have been there today, but we took time off to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity.
Who they described it as their expert. And Andre Bilodeau, just for some background, is not Native American, but he is the executive director of this group called the Native American Guardians Association, which has this charge to kind of preserve and honor Native American culture. And his argument was that historically, if you look at the word, there are references to Native Americans calling themselves Redskins.
I have an Oxford Dictionary citation which suggests that the Redskin name is specific to the use of sacred red paint applied to warriors' skin before battle.
The other part of the argument is that the Neshaminy School District isn't intending to use the mascot as a racial slur.
You can misuse the term fruitcake. I can give you a fruitcake at Christmas, but if I walk into a hospital, a mental hospital, and I shout out fruitcake or call somebody, that's offensive because it's used way out of context. It's the wrong reference.
It's supposed to be a term that honors Native American history. And so in that context, Bilodeau argues it's fine.
And so on the other side, people who wanted to get rid of the name, what did they say?
So on the other side, the commission called a number of folks, including Donna Van Boyle, who we mentioned, brought that original complaint that led to this suit that the commission brought against the district.
It was used to describe body parts taken for bounty, and bounty that was paid to white settlers in the extermination process of Native people. You know, all the students are indoctrinated into this. They think of a racial slur as a point of pride. And then I have to allow these people to influence my children, that my child is going to a school, and I have to protect him from them. I have to protect him from a school that's supposed to be protecting him.
At the legal level, why do you think this controversy is still going on, and why has it risen to this level?
You know, every time this has bubbled up, they have stood their ground, meaning they have decided that they don't want to let this mascot go and that they're not going to compromise on this situation. There is a perception among some of the folks who want to keep the name that they're being told what to do by liberals, and they don't like that. I did talk to someone who felt that way, that guy Stanley Esposito, who we caught up in the parking lot before the basketball game.
It's a sign of the times. One side does not want the other side to have any type of victory, regardless of what the issue is. And that goes both ways, not only conservatives on the liberals, but there's liberals who don't ever want to see the conservatives win either.
Does it feel to you like people are sort of talking past each other in this debate?
It does. During the hearing, both sides talked about the dictionary. It came up a couple different times. And one side chooses to look at one piece of the definition, which is that the mascot is a racial slur.
Body parts taken for bounty.
And the other side looks at the other part of the definition.
To warriors' skin before battle.
They're looking at two different histories.
Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
When we come back.
So I would call this a partial victory for the district. I mean, they've had this name Redskins since the 1950s.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. When the Human Relations Commission's ruling came out yesterday, Aaron was kind of puzzled. So he made some calls and joined me again to talk it through. Aaron, welcome back.
Good to be back.
So, Aaron, it's been almost a year since the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission held its hearing on Neshaminy using the word Redskins for their sports teams. The commission ruled yesterday. What did they say?
So it's sort of a split decision. The commission ruled that the school could continue using the word Redskins, the name that it has mostly for its high school sports teams, but that it also had to get rid of all of its logos and imagery that negatively stereotype Native Americans. As a condition for keeping the name Redskins, though, they have to do some education around stereotyping of any group, including Native Americans. What that looks like exactly is still to be determined.
But I thought the whole issue was the name. I thought that was sort of like what people had a problem with.
Right. That has been the center of the argument for these past 6 years. And for an unknown reason, really, the commission kind of makes this distinction between the word Redskins and the imagery that goes along with it.
Is there any offensive imagery at the school?
There is a lot of imagery at the school that could be considered stereotypical. The commission doesn't spell it out, but for example, the basketball team has a logo that's sort of a profile of a Native American warrior. I don't know if it's historically accurate. The baseball team wears hats that has a tomahawk on it. And the football team, this is sort of a complicated one. The football team has helmets that say the word skins, which is an abbreviation of Redskins. Mm-hmm. And it's unclear, would that be in this pot as well? Because it is Redskins, but it's also a logo.
Right. Is it a logo or is it the word Redskins?
Right.
Did the commission explain its reasoning here?
They did. Initially, in the complaint that was filed against the district, the commission argued that, you know, the Redskins and the related imagery created this kind of hostile educational environment, and that it also sort of created basically created educational harm. The commission decided that there wasn't enough evidence to prove those points, primarily because there weren't any Native American students that stood up and testified during the hearing that set up this decision. So I did talk to Chad Dion Lassiter. He's the executive director of the Human Relations Commission. And this decision for him was sort of difficult because on the one hand, he's been arguing all along that the school should get rid of Redskins because it's a racial slur. He sees that the commissioners agree with that. And then in the opinion, they say, but the school can keep using this name.
I guess it sort of strikes me as a little odd that the commissioners sort of agreed that this name Redskins is problematic, and yet it allowed in its ruling that for the district to continue using it. I mean, does that strike you as strange as well?
Doesn't strike me as strange at all, because what the commissioners were going by is the evidence that was presented to them.
So who do you think are the winners and losers here?
So I would call this a partial victory for the district. I mean, they've had this name Redskins since the 1950s. They've been very staunchly opposed to changing it. And so for them to be allowed to keep it, I think they are likely pretty pleased, although they didn't say much yesterday to us. They're sort of reviewing this whole decision with their legal team. I think for people who wanted to see it go, it's kind of a mixed bag. They would have liked it to be an across-the-board rejection of both the name and the logo, but I think the whole idea that there is going to be some education around stereotyping gives them a little bit of comfort, a little bit of optimism. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out. But if, in fact, the district does provide some real meaningful discussion around this issue, it's hoped by at least a couple of folks I talked to that this could ultimately lead them to the conclusion that, hey, maybe we do just need to get rid of the name.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks a lot.
The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. Our intern is Jade Chandler. What do you think of the Human Relations Commission ruling? Tweet your thoughts at Shai Ben-Yaakov. Back tomorrow.